Today's episode of Locked On Eagles is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your first order. What's going on, Eagles fans? Welcome into another edition of the Locked On Eagles podcast. As always, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Louis DiBiase here joining you, and it is another special edition of the episode. We are going to continue our two-part series of our all-time Eagles draft. Myself, Gino Camilleri, Lars Lewis, and our good friend Jordan Hanskin sat down for probably, I think, 3 hours, and we did an all-time Eagles draft with four different teams in a fantasy football snake-type draft format where any Eagles fair game from any different era, we're going to draft an entire offensive and defensive lineup of all-time Eagles from, again, any and every era, mixing them up, you know, Randall Cunningham and DeSean Jackson, as you heard in episode one for Lars Lewis. I got, you know, Carson Wentz and Harold Carmichael, combining eras of Eagles football. And then what we're going to do after today's edition, today is part two of the all-time Eagles draft rounds 13 through 28. I know that sounds very daunting, but it does go very snappy and some awesome dialogue back and forth between all four of us. After today's episode, we're going to then put those four rosters that we drafted into Madden 20, and then we're going to watch the simulations and see who built the best team, and those videos as well will be available on LockedOnEagles.com or on YouTube on our YouTube channel. Just type in Locked On Eagles, and our YouTube channel is the first thing that comes up, and we'll tweet out the link as well at DiBiaseLOE, at Locked On Birds, and at Gino_LOE. All right, I don't want to hold you too long because we did get into a ton here in part two of the all-time Eagles draft. So without further ado, let's get to it. Myself, Lou DiBiase, Gino Camilleri, Lars Lewis, and Jordan Hanskin. It's the all-time Eagles draft part two right here on Locked On Eagles. The Locked On Podcast Network stands against racism and social injustice. That's why we, the hosts, are making personal donations to local and national organizations that are fighting for change. And in the month of June, Locked On is matching the total of all host donations up to an additional $10,000. To make your own donation along with us, please visit LockedOnPodcast.com/Black Lives Matter. Louis DiBiase back here from Locked On Eagles. Before we get into today's episode, just want to give a shout out to some of our sponsors, including Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. When you go to the store, when you go to buy, you know, a protein bar or any of these healthy alternative snacks, do you expect it to taste like a Hershey bar, like a Reese's peanut butter cup? Most likely no, right? But you're going for the benefits, right? You're going for, with Built Bar, it's got 20 grams of protein in each bar. Like, that's what you're going for, that healthy energy. Also with the Built Boost Energy Mix drinks, you don't expect it to taste like, you know, simply lemonade. But it does, with 20 awesome flavors. And you get the benefit of it being a healthy alternative snack. I mean, Built Bar, again, 20 awesome flavors of the bars. There's some incredible different flavors of the energy mixes. My favorite one is black cherry lemonade. I've been trying some different flavors of the Built Bars. I really like orange vanilla cream, but my brother's been getting me on the banana bread one. Also, cookies and cream. There's just, I mean, the mint chip one, too, if you're a mint chip ice cream kind of person. Built Bar's got every single flavor that you're looking for, and we got you covered with Built Bar. If you head over to BuiltBar.com and you use the promo code LOCKEDON, you're going to get $10 off your first order of Built Bars and or the Built Boost Energy Mixes. So once again, go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON to get $10 off your first order.
Lars almost finishing up his offensive line. You have another pick here in round 13.
I do. And I feel like I've covered my defensive front looks pretty good. My front, basically with the front four. And I feel like I've been kind of ignoring this too much. I still don't have a safety, and I feel like I should manage that. I'm going to take Andre Waters.
a tackling machine. I think there was one year I was doing this the other day because I was talking about the best position rooms in Eagles history. And with safety, I was kind of going back and forth with, you know, Dawkins in the early 2000s. And also, but that combo of like Wes Hopkins and Andre Waters, there was a year where Andre Waters had almost like, I think it was what, 150 tackles. I mean, like your prototypical old school strong safety. Dirty Waters was his nickname for a reason. What was the, oh yeah, right here. He had 156 tackles in 1991, but he also had in 1988, 154 tackles. Like, Lars, you got a tackling machine here. So I think that's
a guy I want because he's someone that's not going to allow a big gain. He's going to, he's going to stop a guy from getting deep towards that going upfield.
100%. Good pick there. The third safety off the board is Andre Waters. Brian Dawkins and Malcolm Jenkins had already went, and I'm going to stick with that theme. I have two corners. I need to get a safety here, and I'm going to go with Waters' counterpart at free safety. More of the ball hawk style, the guy that played the football way more. It's Wes Hopkins, and holy cow, you talk about a ball hawk. He went 5 years with at least five interceptions. In 1984, he had five picks. 85, six. In 88, he had five picks again. And then in 1990 and 91, he had five. I mean, this dude had 30 picks in his career in a 10-year span. I mean, incredible. So I need a ball hawk. I have Lito Shepard and Sheldon Brown in my corner spots. I need a safety, and that kind of fits the kind of safety I want here. So I go with Wes Hopkins here in round 13, and we go to Jordan Hanskin with his pick in round 13.
I'm going to keep the safety trend going. I'm going to take Quentin McCall.
Quentin Michael.
I still call him Quentin McCall, too.
Is it Quentin? I always called him Michael. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
I change it up. Year to year, I change it up.
Quentin Michael, though, was one of my favorite players, actually, growing up. He took over for Gino. I'm drawing a blank on who was Dawkins' other safety before Michael. Michael was he was a good stabilizing force back there, and he still has one of my favorite interceptions. It was the miracle in the New Meadowlands, that one-handed pick on Eli Manning when the Eagles were rallying.
Michael Lewis.
That's who it was. Yeah. Michael Lewis was Dawkins' guy, and then Michael comes in after that. And, you know, this was an undrafted player that was mostly a special teams ace, and he developed into a really damn good starting safety. So I like that pick by Hanskin. And now we go to Gino with the 13th round, the last pick, and then the first and the 14th.
So I'm going to stick with the safety trend, and I'm going to go
four safeties in a row
with a free safety and tied for all-time interceptions in Eagles history, Bill Bradley. In 110 games, he had 34 interceptions. Which puts him at the top of the list with one fewer games than Eric Allen, having 34 interceptions as well. So you could put the amount of interceptions per game that he had is probably the highest in Eagles history. So, I mean, him and Dawkins, you're just going to have two guys that can just do whatever at the safety position. I think I have arguably two of the top five safeties in Eagles history.
Going to be really hard to throw on Gino, who's got Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Bill Bradley, and Brian Dawkins. That's a good defensive backfield. You have another pick here in round 14.
So I'm going to have to go with the offensive line just simply out of necessity. And here's a guy that I think kind of was one of those roving / utility infielder guys that never really got much appreciation, and that's Alan Barbrey. I think he kind of played that utility infielder role for Philadelphia for 4 years between 13 and 16 before he got traded to Denver. And he was a guy that was like the sixth man up. He was the guy off the bench that whenever there was an injury, he really got it done. And I'm going to place him at the interior and put him at offensive guard. And I just need a center now. But I think Harriman's and Barbrey are two guys that you can – really count on to run the ball well. I remember when Barbrey was in there, he was a really good run defender. He was just a vicious, mean or run blocker. Just a very vicious guy.
Yeah, he was always a player that they could rely on. I mean, never like a full-time starter, but every time he came in, like, he provided that stability. And, you know, the Eagles could use an offensive lineman like that right now, Gino. I'd kill for an Alan Barbrey.
Yeah, I mean,
right
you talk about him not being a starter. He played 15 and then one, and then 16 and 12 games. So, I mean, he played a fair amount for that Eagles team.
Exactly. So, Alan Barbrey, good pick there as one of your interior offensive linemen. We go to Jordan Hanskin now with his pick in round 14.
I'm probably kind of reaching again, but this is another guy that I just always really liked on the Eagles, and that's Tim Jernigan.
Tim Jernigan, a defensive tackle. Next to Andy Harmon.
He's a solid player.
Yeah, I don't think that's a reach at all, man. I think he's a really good defensive tackle.
For the round you're picking in, that's appropriate.
We're getting to the point now at defensive tackle where it was either Jernigan, you could pick Mike Patterson, Michael Bennett, maybe Hollis Thomas. So I actually don't think that's a reach at all. Jernigan, he dealt with injuries, which really sucked. I mean, kind of like most Eagles players the last 3 years, but that Super Bowl run in 2017, that Tim Jernigan they had when they first traded for him from Baltimore, that's the best defensive tackle Fletcher Cox has played with. And, you know, it won't be for long with Javon Hargrave, but Jernigan in 2017 was huge for that team.
One of the best trades we've ever seen Howie Roseman pull off.
And it cost peanuts. Didn't
move a pick.
Yep.
Just move back a few spots. I know. I think it was a great pick.
Literally switch pick. So that's a good pick there by Jordan. Tim Jernigan next to Andy Harmon and Reggie White on the defensive line. All right. I am up here with my pick in round 14. Zach Ertz, Harold Carmichael, and Ricky Waters are my skill position players here for Carson Wentz. I want to go back and go with that here. And with Carmichael, like, he's a do-it-all player. I know he's 6'8", but this is a guy that, you know, run after the catchability. He had speed, so this is a dynamic receiver. There's a reason he is the all-time leading receiver in Eagles history still to this day in 2020, which is, again, impressive, and he's going into Canton for a reason. I'm going to go with a guy. This is probably a reach, but with this draft as well, I want to have some players that I rooted for growing up. I want to have some players that I really liked, fan favorites. Most likely wide receiver, you could say Mike Quick is the better choice here, Tommy McDonald, maybe even Alshon Jeffrey. But I want to pair up Harold Carmichael with Jeremy Maclin. I think Jeremy Maclin and Carson Wentz would really thrive together. Maclin was so consistent and so steady. I mean, DeSean Jackson.
Very underrated.
DeSean was the flashy deep threat. He was the star of that offense with, you know, Michael Vick, of course, and LeSean McCoy in that 2009 to 2014 run. But Maclin really, I think, was your most reliable receiver when it comes to, like, all, you know, every level. And he was explosive in his own right. I mean, at Missouri, he was a kick returner and a punt returner, and the Eagles used him in the screen game as well. But he had at least 700 yards in every single season with the Eagles, and he had at least 800 in every season after 2009. So he had multiple seasons of 10 touchdowns. Also, that 2014 year with Chip Kelly in that offense, incredible. 85 catches for over 1,300 yards and 10 scores. I love that reliable, you know, complete ability of Maclin. And he's also explosive and can get downfield. I mean, he was their best deep threat in 2014. And I think him and Wentz would have really clicked. So I'm going to go with Maclin as my wide receiver two next to Carmichael. Was that a reach? I don't know. McDonald,
I like it.
Jeffrey.
I like it.
Yeah, it's to the point where I want some fan favorites in my squad, and Maclin was a fan favorite.
No, I think Maclin was as dependable and as steady as you can get for that run. I don't think it's that bad at all. I think he fits very well into Wentz's skill set. Maclin was a really good route runner, and Carson Wentz likes to throw on timing, and Jeremy Maclin fits that to a T.
Great point. I like it. Thanks, Lars, for hyping me up. So I like my offense. I got Carson Wentz, Ricky Waters, Harold Carmichael, Jeremy Maclin, and Zach Ertz. I think I'm going to be able to put up some points, and I think in different ways. We go to Lars now, who's got, you know, quite the offense. He started off, you know, skill position heavy with LeSean McCoy, DeSean Jackson. He took Randall Cunningham as his quarterback, who's a weapon in his own right. But since then, Lars, you've really committed to the trenches on both sides and, you know, building up your defense.
And I'm going to continue with that. And I'm kind of surprised he's fallen this far, given the fact he played really well in the year he played with the Eagles. I'm taking Michael Bennett.
Michael Bennett.
Yeah, I really like that
defensive
pick.
Tackle, I assume. Well, yeah, because you have your defensive ends. And
I mean, he can play defensive tackle. He's that big.
He played mostly defensive tackle in 2018.
Right.
Because they needed him so bad there. Yeah, that's another talk about, like, you know, not
one year wonder.
Another one-year wonder, but man, he was really good for the Eagles in 2018. So that's a good pick. All right, your next one, round, what are we at? Round 15 here, Lars. You're up again. Your defensive line is complete.
I look at my front
four. You only need one offensive lineman,
Lars. Bennett and Douglas. I'm feeling pretty good with my defense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually going to continue with defense. I'm going to take Roynell Young at corner.
Great pick, another
because
really good
at this point there aren't many left outside of him is Brookshire and Herman Edwards. At least Roynell Young, he was a Pro Bowler, probably one of the best players in the history of the historical black colleges. Played at Alcorn State, Pro Bowl selection in 81, all one of the top rookies in 1980, and he played in the Super Bowl, Philly's first Super Bowl, when Dick Vermeil led his team.
As a rookie, he had four interceptions that year.
And he was a very steady player throughout the 8 years that he played. He averaged four picks in the first, like, 5 years of his career.
He had four
picks
in
the first
3 years.
He's someone that's going to be consistent.
Also had a six interception season in 1986 as well. So ball hawk for sure.
He was a solid player for the Eagles in the 80s, and I just need another corner to go alongside Eric Allen so I don't get thrown out of the building.
All right, so Lars goes with Michael Bennett and Roynell Young in rounds 14 and 15. I'm up again here on the clock. I went with Jeremy Maclin with my last pick. I've got three offensive linemen. I've got three defensive linemen. I don't have a linebacker yet, and that theme is gonna stick. I'm going to be like the 2020 Eagles. No, I'm not going to have Nate Geary as my do-it-all linebacker because he can't do anything.
Oh, dear.
Right, Gino?
Yeah, that's right.
We gotta bash Nate Geary once at every podcast at least. So we had to go there. I'm gonna build with my offensive line again, actually. I'm going to go with Jim Ringo. One of the best Eagles interior offensive linemen here. And I think that doesn't complete my, does it? No, I need a center as well, but I'm going to take Jim Ringo. One more spot here with my offensive line. We're all, I'm proud of us. We all built from the trenches. Only me, Lars, and Gino have just one spot left on the line, and Hanskin's already completed his. And Hanskin, you're up again here on the clock.
Yeah, I want my second corner here, and I'm going to go with Herm Edwards.
Herm Edwards.
Great
the
pick.
Creator of the first miracle in the Meadowlands. Also now the head coach of Arizona State.
He's killing it there, too. They're going to be good.
Doesn't he have a general manager there?
Yes.
They're
corporate.
Beat the Ducks.
They're corporate. they did beat your Oregon Ducks, Gino. All right.
No, I think he's perfect for college because he's all about just motivation and stuff like that. So
that's a good pick though, this late to go with Asante Samuel though. So Hanskin's got four of his six defensive backs. We go to Gino now with back-to-back picks here in round 15 and 16. We're getting close, boys. These teams are looking good.
I'm going to finish out the offensive line. I am going center Hank Fraley. How he lasted this long is completely beyond me.
Good pick this late. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I should have taken him over Barbray. I just completely forgot about Fraley for just I don't know why. I mean, one of the best to ever do it in Eagles colors. He was on that Super Bowl team in 2004. Wasn't there for a long time, but when he was here, played on a dang good offensive line. And I mean, I know Donovan McNabb loved him, was one of his best friends at the quarterback position, having a good center. I mean, you can't really go wrong with that. And whoever my quarterback is, they're going to be having fun taking snaps from Fraley.
100%. Hank Fraley there to Gino. You have another pick here in round 16.
All right. I mean, I should pick another edge rusher, but I don't want to yet. I don't want to go.
I think you're at
yet.
The point where we all have our edge rusher. Well,
yeah, I know. Hanskin, so kind of like I can kind of wait and get my pick the litter too. And that's how I feel like at a lot of these positions, but I'm going to go with wide receiver and I'm going Tommy McDonald to finish out my trio. Because you talk about Terrell Owens and Chris Carter on the outside, and then Hall of Famer Tommy McDonald as my slot wide receiver at 5'9", and just an absolute bear and just an absolute dog at the interior and going over the middle. Tommy McDonald will be a perfect complement to those guys.
Great pick there. Tommy McDonald is Geno's third receiver along with Terrell Owens and Chris Carter. Let me just say, guys, too, the format says only one tight end. You can take a second tight end because there will be 12 personnel that's going to be used in the simulation. So just keep that in mind. Sorry, I missed that on the Excel sheet. All right, Jordan, with that being said, you don't have a tight end or any receivers yet. You have just, man, you're going to win games 13-7.
Take a mic quick.
Good All right, pick. There it is. The first receiver off the board.
Easy enough.
Hanskin. That's a good pick. I have him ranked.
It was time. Here. It was time so, for Mike. Yeah.
So he's the fourth ranked receiver on our rankings, but Gino went with Tommy McDonald. I went with Jeremy Maclin. And also Gino also took Chris Carter instead. So Mike Quick a little bit disrespected here, but great value for Hanskin with this pick so late in the draft. A do-it-all player that, man, he can get downfield. It sucked that he got hurt all the time later in his career because I think Randall Cunningham really could have used that guy. It's for Cunningham again, like
there's a lot of Randall Cunningham.
I know, man.
Was very unlucky in his career.
Yeah. I mean, he had no good offensive mind. Buddy Ryan just neglected that side of the football. Mike Quick always got hurt. Chris Carter, had to be cut, and he turned into a Hall of Famer on another team. Luckily, Cunningham got to play with him there. But, yeah, man, he was gypped. But Lars is going to take good care of him here with McCoy and DeSean Jackson. So
it's also timing, too. I mean, that was when the NFC East had, just every
they were
team
all winning
good.
Super Bowls. Yeah. And of course you had the 49ers dynasty in the NFC as well. So it's we did a whole what if on the 1990s Eagles a couple weeks ago. So
This Monday edition of Lockdown Eagles is brought to you by RockAuto.com. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it is now impossible to stock all the parts you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing the only brand his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to RockAuto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto part customers online for 20 years. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules, brake parts, to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, I have a 2006 Toyota Corolla. It's come through for me. Get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Again, go to rockauto.com right now. See all the parts available for your car or truck, and make sure you write down Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
All right, Jordan Hanskins goes with Mike Quick there, so I am up on the clock. I could go with a second running back, but I don't know how much. I'm not the 2019 Eagles. I'm not going to be running a lot of 21 or 22 personnel here. But at the same time, I don't love the defensive players available anymore. I have most of my defense shored up. I still want to wait on linebacker. I don't really want to take a linebacker still. I'm going to go with, for my other safety, I have Wes Hopkins. I'm going to go with Rodney McLeod.
I like it.
Rodney McLeod, so reliable. I mean, Gino, like, he's not talked about a lot on this defense, very similar to Nigel Bradham, but we saw in 2018 when he went down week 3 what that did to that defense, especially when you got to play a guy like Corey Graham all the time. McLeod, so versatile. He can play all across the formation. I mean, he's going to be big for the Eagles this year, so I like that combo of McLeod and Wes Hopkins in my secondary.
I do too. I think it's great.
Lars, you are up here now. Back-to-back picks, round 16 and round 17.
I'm kind of shocked he's fallen this far, and I feel like he gets glossed over. But when you look at the 3 years he played in Philadelphia, he was as dynamic of any player that this team has had in a long time. Irving Fryer.
Great pick.
You look at Irving Fryer in 1997, he had 86 catches, 1,316 yards, 6 touchdowns. The year before, he had 1,200 yards, 11 touchdowns. This was with like Rodney Payton and a gaggle of other quarterbacks.
And the Denver brothers. Fryer was one of the first receivers to ever wear midnight green. I like that pick.
He did only play 3 years with the Eagles. Yeah, he made 2 Pro Bowls in those 3 years.
Yeah, I will say Fryer, I think, is underrated on this list, and that's good value here for this pick. You come back around here in round 17.
Yeah, it's just 5-time Pro Bowler. Fryer was probably one of the most consistent receivers in the league for a long time. So I'm going to take him with that pick, and now I don't have a center. I've been ignoring that for so long, and even though that's a very important position, I'm actually going to go, once again, I'm going to go into the archives, and this guy started 96 straight games for the Eagles at center. His name was David Alexander, played from 87 to 94. He was the center for Cunningham all of those years.
Right. One of the few good offensive linemen Cunningham ever played with.
Right. He started off playing at left guard, and then he made the move to center and played there for 96 straight games. That's consistency.
Oh, yeah.
That's someone who I would want at center, someone who's always going to be there.
All right, so Lars goes with David Alexander and Irvin Fryer as his two picks here in round 16 and round 17. I'm up on the clock once again. I'm going to go I'm gonna stick with wide receiver here, and I've got – really solid. I mean, I have a star, a Hall of Famer in Harold Carmichael. Jeremy Maclin here is my other receiver. And it's kind of making me go back and forth because Maclin, he played a lot of slot as well. With the Eagles, he didn't really need to as much with Jason Avant playing for so long. But with the Chiefs, you know, he played in the slot. He played inside with Baltimore as well. So if I wanted to go with an outside receiver, I could. I want to take Alshon Jeffery here, but I'm so just bitter about what's happened with him the past year, where like he was a fan favorite of mine for, you know, the first two years. I mean, he just stepped up in so many giant moments. He was so huge for this team. But I don't know if I can pair him up with Carson Wentz. And I can't have locker room distractions with this team. I can't have a source talking to Josina Anderson all the time. So
especially with Wentz.
Yeah, that's the problem. So I'm going to actually wait on wide receiver. There are some players I want to come back around for later. I'm going to go with my second tight end. And look, I would love to pair up Zach Ertz with Dallas Goedert. Well, because I already have, I have two receivers. I've got one of my running backs. My offensive line is pretty much intact. Like, my team's almost filled here. So I'm not going to run 12 personnel exclusively. I'm going to mostly do 11. But Zach Ertz and Keith Jackson together, I mean, that's a combo. Dallas Goedert and Keith Jackson, I kind of went back and forth with. I think they're the two other most talented tight ends the Eagles have had. But, you know, we go back to Cunningham again, what he had to deal with that offense. Keith Jackson was like his one reliable target that he always had. And like, so, talk about some of the best hands in tight ends in NFL history. This guy is a rookie, had 869 yards and 6 touchdowns in 1988, consistently in that 600 to 700 receiving yard total in the 80s and the 90s. So I'm going to pair up Zach Ertz with Keith Jackson and 12 personnel.
Pretty good combo.
Let's see here. Jordan Hanskin up. Yep, that's correct. Round 17. Hanskin finally took another skill position player with Mike Quick last round. So he's got Brian Westbrook and Mike Quick. So Hanskin, you got a defensive end left, but outside of that, you're either going secondary, linebacker, or skill position. Unless you decide to go quarterback again. But
I'm going to stick with skill position. I'm going to take Alshon Jeffrey
with
Mike. I have no issue with him because as I'm not an Eagles fan, I understand you know his kind of wild mouth there. Allegedly, but it seems pretty confirmed by
the evidence stacked against
him. Yeah. But yeah, this guy's awesome. He's just a really good wide receiver.
Yeah, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, and I think he's a perfect pairing with Mike Quick.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
It's just an interesting group. I'm kind of pleased with my wide receivers, and I feel like it worked out for me pretty well that I took all my linemen. And now I got these two receivers.
Very good complementing styles with Mike Quick and Alshon Jeffrey. So it's a good pick. Again, Jeffrey has been, you know, so instrumental to the success of the Eagles since 2017. Again, I didn't want to take him with Wentz, and I'm bitter right now. I hope this year he comes back healthy. Maybe they need him and he, you know, redeems himself. But right now, I was hoping somebody else would take him off my hands, and I'm glad.
Lou's team should be called Loose Lips Sink Ships.
No, we're burning the ships because I got Zach Ertz on my
snitches team. Get stitches.
All right, we got Gino up on the clock here. Back-to-back picks in round 17 and 18.
Yeah, I'll be pretty decently quick about these ones. I am going to go. I had one guy in mind to fill my last cornerback position, but I think I have to change it up. I'm going to go with Al Harris at cornerback because he did play in Philadelphia. Yep. And he was a damn good cornerback in Green Bay for the longest time. And Troy Vincent, Bobby Taylor, Al Harris, Bill Bradley, and Brian Dawkins in my secondary boys. Good luck trying to throw the football. That's all I got to say.
That makes Hanskin pretty good because it doesn't look like he's going to throw the ball.
Yeah, exactly. And curls and slants, get another guy. Baby. Curls and slants. Here's a good curl hook defender for you. Jordan Hicks. I'm going to throw him as my other linebacker.
We'll see if I
draft one more linebacker, but Jeremiah Trotter and right now Jordan Hicks, I might be a two linebacker team.
Yeah, I think most of us will be in Hicks, another player, just a lot of what ifs if that guy could stay healthy, because he was on a historic pace the first couple of years when it comes to how many turnovers he was getting and, you know, the tackling ability, the leadership. Jordan Hicks, and he's killing it. He had a good year with the Arizona Cardinals last year. It sucks that he kind of outpriced himself for what the Eagles want to pay in the linebacker market, but that's a really good pick this late, and he is somebody that can cover. He can also against the run. This is a complete linebacker, and with Jeremiah Trotter, that's a good compliment here for Gino, who goes with Jordan Hicks and Al Harris with back-to-back picks. Going on the defensive side, we go back to Jordan Hanskin in round 18.
I love this guy as a slot receiver. I'm going to take Jason Avant.
Jason Avant.
Damn, great hands. Some of the best hands in Eagles history.
And Miracle of the Meadowlands Part 2. Greatest. One of the best blocks of all time.
One of the filthiest blocks.
Vicious.
He still, to this day, he says he does not remember that hit.
There was a soul left someone's body on the field. Yeah.
It was the long snapper. I can't remember his name, but God, poor guy.
It's a dangerous job, long snapper. People don't give him enough respect. You're like the third gunner. And, like, you just get teed off on.
Jordan Hanskin goes with Jason Avant. His three receivers now, Mike Quick, Alshon Jeffrey, and Avant. I'm back here. I have Zach Ertz and Keith Jackson at tight end after taking Jackson last round. And I'm going to stick on that theme of going with, you know, some skill position players. And this is a guy that I think will fit well with what I'm doing with Harold Carmichael and with Jeremy Maclin. And it's going to be a player that I'm going to use primarily inside. And it's Nelson Aguilar. So there's not a lot of great options.
I knew what is wrong that. With you?
I'm out here catching these babies. Unlike Aguilar.
How can you boo a man that caught 9 passes for you in a Super Bowl? That
take
you
Jordan won? Matthews. What no is wrong
way.
With you?
No way.
What Nelson is wrong with you?
Hey, to this, Aguilar's still doing all right. He's on the island of misfit toys with Zay Jones and Peterman and Oakland or Vegas now. He's on that island just living it up with all these guys all that right. are like, hey, what happened to you?
I understand.
Well, let me tell you, Aguilar is Zay Jones with a Super Bowl ring. There's no difference between them.
Zay Jones never came close to what Aguilar did in 2017 and 2018. Like,
Zay Jones was lucky to catch 2 passes.
It is 100% reasonable to say that Nelson Aguilar, for the most part of his career, was terrible for the Eagles. 2015, 2016, 2019. But for what I need a third target here inside in the slot with Maclin and Carmichael.
Jordan Matthews, sorry.
No, to me, like you saw how much more dynamic that offense got from 2016 to 2017 when they got rid of Matthews and put Aguilar inside. He was their best deep threat over Torrey Smith. He was huge for that team in a championship-winning season. And in 2018, he got hot again down the stretch. A ton of 30-plus yard plays. He was amongst the league's best that year in that category. So, yes. I'm banking on that I get the 2017 or 2018 Aguilar, and I get, for the most part, he's been terrible in his NFL career. But I will not tolerate the disrespect of
what
I think
will be his.
Okay, too much time on Nelson Aguilar. Let's move on. I'm sick of hearing his name.
I love Geno's state for Aguilar. It's so funny. All right, let's move on to Lars here. Back to back picks. We're getting there. Only a few more spots to go.
I'm actually now going to implement my first tight end. I'm going to take. Give me Dallas Goedert.
I think that's a good pick. Lars, you got a good offense, man. So you got Dallas Goedert here and your next pick.
Now this one's going to be a bit tougher. I'm going to go back into defense, and I'm going to take, give me Byron Evans.
Byron Evans, really good linebacker right next to, he was with Seth Joyner back in the day. So a tackling machine. Lars goes with Byron Evans and Dallas Goedert with back-to-back picks here. I am back up on the clock. So I got my receiving crew here set. My offensive line, for the most part, is intact. I guess I got to start taking linebackers, right? No, I can take a corner or defensive tackle still. So,
Lou, are you under the impression that linebacker doesn't mean anything?
Value it that. Yeah, Gino's with me, man. We're an anti-linebacker podcast. I'm going to go with, all right, I got to get a center here. I'm going to go with Steven Wisniewski. I think this dude was super reliable. The biggest year of the Eagles franchise history, winning the Super Bowl when he came in for Isaac Seumalo. And he was good in 2018 too. They eventually benched him for Seumalo because I think they wanted to give Seumalo that chance. But I think Wiz here inside with my other linemen will do just fine. Mostly played guard for the Eagles, Wiz. But they signed him as a center slash guard. He was an emergency option if Jason Kelsey ever got hurt. So I go with Wiz at center and we go to Jordan Hanskin.
I was debating between tight end here or my second defensive end, kind of like me and Gino seem to be building our team very similarly.
Brent Celek seems
like
both
like waiting on the certain spots. Brent Celek's my guy. I'm taking Brent Celek.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's such a Jordan Hanskin tight end.
Like Jordan is all power. All power.
Celek was a blocker in his late days, but he was a receiver that, you know, he was catching a lot of footballs with McNabb and Vic early
He's
on.
Good.
You make my decision.
That's
easy.
True. Like he had some good hands, but he could plow someone.
All right, Gino. So 3 tight ends, 4 tight ends taken now. You are up on the clock here. You got back-to-back picks.
I'm going with Chad Lewis, arguably one of my favorite Philadelphia Eagles. I think just a super underrated tight end. I mean, he played here almost 10 seasons. I mean,
Andy Reid still to this day makes sure he talks up Chad Lewis.
Oh, yeah. He finished above 10 yards of reception all but 3 years in Philadelphia. So, I mean, he's just a guy that I think was super underrated. One of Donovan McNabb's favorite targets. I can't miss on him.
All right, Gino, your next pick here.
Connor Barwin, defensive end. I think Trent Cole and Connor Barwin are going to be a dynamic duo with that interior pressure.
Yep. Are you sure you don't want Jason Babin?
I just for that 1 year.
Just for that 18 sack season.
Jason Babin, I would absolutely do it.
not the jerk off the year later that just like,
yeah, and we don't have to do interviews in Madden, so it's
fine. Yeah, that's fair. All right, Connor Barwin and Chad Lewis are Geno's back to back picks. We go to Jordan Hanskin here.
So I've been debating on quarterback for a while.
Oh, is it finally gonna happen?
Wow,
I've been literally in coin flip mode debating do I want the arguably the GOAT Eagles quarterback for now, or do I take one of the most electric players in NFL history? And I'm going to take Michael Vick.
Nice.
Behind this line, Michael Vick will have literally an hour to throw the ball.
Michael Vick and Brian Westbrook's a fun backfield for sure. I was considering it, of course, with Madden 04. I would have took him first, but I think he's my favorite. I don't know, Wentz now is there, but Vick was my favorite Eagles quarterback growing up, which again ages me. But yeah, Vick 2010, one of the best individual Eagle seasons of all time. All right, Michael Vick goes to Hanskin, which means we all have quarterbacks outside of Geno. Randall Cunningham to Lars, Carson Wentz to me.
The number one rated quarterback falls into his lap. He could take him last if he wanted to.
Yeah, that's right. The two greatest quarterbacks in Eagles history.
Or he could take Foles.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. The two GOATs, if you ask me right now, are available for Geno. All right, so I am going to go defense here once again. I guess I could go with a linebacker. I'm going to hold off still, and I'm going to go with a corner. I have Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown. I'm going to go with one of the best slot corners the Eagles have had in the 21st century. I love my boy P-Rob, Patrick Robinson. You know, I think the Eagles have a lot of good inside guys right now. Mikel Robey Coleman, Cravon LeBlanc, Monte Maddox. But I'm going with Brandon Boykin. Brandon Boykin was the Eagles' best
corner. Didn't even pick the best slot cornerback.
Oh, and who are you
thinking? Joselio
Hanson. No, Boykin came in after that. I think he was an upgrade. Hanson was fun, though. He was there for a long time.
Joselio Hanson. But, like, just an odd Eagle to love, but
yeah,
I love
him. Boykin was a really fun player. Can also kick return and punt return as well. Had one of the biggest interceptions the Eagles have had in a long time. 2013, week 17, to win the NFC East. Picks off Kyle Orton. So Brandon Boykin, one of the Eagles' best inside corners. And I love that combo with Lito Shepherd and Sheldon Brown as well. We go to Lars Lewis now with back-to-back picks.
This is tough. But I'm actually gonna think I want to run two running backs. I'm taking Herschel Walker.
Son of a gun.
He put up way better numbers with the Eagles.
What an amazing backfield.
Herschel Walker and LeSean
McCoy. Sean McCoy and Herschel Walker is absurd.
Herschel Walker is backing up LeSean McCoy.
He was another player, kind of like very similar to Ricky Waters with the Eagles, just three seasons, but had 1,000 yards his first year. Caught a ton of passes. He had 75 receptions for the Eagles in 93 with 610 yards. The following year, 50 receptions for 500 yards. So Lars getting an all-around weapon with LeSean McCoy. So if he wants to run some, you know, two running back sets, he can
do
it.
Not to mention he can run you over like a freight train.
Yeah, I mean, he's, the giant shoulder pads. He was a big dude. All right, Herschel Walker, Lars, your second pick here.
I'm gonna go wide receiver. And I'm going to take Fred Barnett.
Cunningham's best, or I guess most reliable receiver throughout the majority of his career.
He is a solid receiver. I think for a number three, you could do way worse.
Oh, I think so too. DeSean Jackson, Irving Fryer, and Fred Barnett's it's a good trio. All right, I'm up here. I pretty much got my offense all set, except for if I want to go with a second running back, but I really don't. Just because like it would be, I don't want Miles Sanders as a, you know, guy that barely plays. All right, I guess I got to go linebacker. No, I could take a third safety. I keep talking myself out of linebacker. I keep finding ways to not take one. No, I have
a third safety that's a big guy. You can turn him into a linebacker.
All right, this one's going to be very unconventional and such a reach. But this is a player that I want moved to safety. The Eagles will not consider it. But I'm going to put Rasul Douglas as my
runner. What is wrong with you?
I'm gonna find a way.
There are better safeties still on the board. And maybe you could even argue that Jalen Mills or Avonte Maddox right now are better. You know, they're corners that have played safety or are going to play safety for the Eagles in the past 3 years. But Rasul's got that ball hawk ability, that crazy good length and physicality. I don't need him on the outside against guys like Amari Cooper and Terry McLaurin. I'm going to use him in the right ways. And he's a great tackler, and I want my boy Zool.
What
so
is
I'm gonna...
wrong?
Hey man, it's a reach. It's a my guy pick.
Slotted in at Rover.
I slotted him in right at Rover. Rasul Douglas is my draft pick, and now we move to Jordan Hanskin.
and can make a nice pick to make up for Lou's
So this guy's not going to be asked to do a lot. I know his time with the Eagles was limited, but with a defensive line of Reggie White, Andy Harmon, and Tim Jernigan, I'm also adding Chris Long to the mix.
Damn it. That's a great
more leadership.
I think in 2017.
Did one of the highest production rates at pass rush.
And one of the, like, just a perfect, you know, title chaser move, and it worked out for him.
I think outside of, you know, they had Vinnie Curry was their starter and then Derek Barnett those 2 years, but I think Chris Long was their second best edge rusher next to Brandon Graham.
100%.
So that's a really good pick. Yeah, great pick by Hanskin there to finish up his defensive line with Chris Long. We go to Gino now with back-to-back picks. So all we got left here, Gino's got one linebacker left, his two running backs and a quarterback, and then a third safety, and then just kicker and punter. So we're rolling.
All right, Rover, Michael Lewis. And then
that's probably the better bet.
I'm gonna take Jalen Mills, and he's gonna be my third linebacker.
Jalen Mills is the third linebacker.
I want to play a lot of nickel defense.
You know, it's just building the Chargers defense. He's gonna run seven defensive backs. I love it.
That's all how are you gonna throw on this team? Please find a way to throw on this team.
Jalen Mills.
My team does not plan to throw.
Jordan, though, you have you have the trenches like really down pat, but I will say, like, you could throw the football if you want. You've got Michael Vick, Brian Westbrook, Quick, Jeffrey Selick, and Avant. Like, it's gonna be
testing Geno's team's ability to cover for like a minute
straight. All right, Hanskin, you're up here.
I'm actually going to fill in my third corner with the guy that hasn't touched the field as an Eagle yet, with Nickell Roby-Coleman.
We allowing that? I think that's fair.
Yes. I think so. I think that's fair.
Nickell Roby-Coleman here goes. So Hanskin's got Asante Samuel, Herm Edwards, and Roby-Coleman. Okay, so I am up here now on the clock. I want a running back, but it's kind of like Rasul. I don't want to take him over a guy like Miles Sanders or who else is available right now at running back. There's Darren Sproles. Wilbur Montgomery never gets, I think, the respect he deserves. I was watching some Wilbur Montgomery highlights yesterday. Dude could catch the football in the 80s. I guess I will go with a linebacker, because I have to, basically, at this point. I'm going to go with at least a modern-day, you know, linebacker that can cover, can blitz, he can move sideline to sideline. Mr. Inside Trader, Michael Kendricks.
Get him, boys.
Please just move on from Lou's debauchery.
That's going to be – well, I mean, at this point, it's either him, Frank LeMaster, D'Amico Ryans. For the kind of linebacker I want, I think Kendricks is fine. Let's go to Jordan Hanskin now.
It's Lars.
I'm sorry. Yes, I was going the wrong way. All right, Lars, back-to-back.
Okay. I figured, why not? I'm going to take Avante Maddox and put him as a third corner.
Good pick.
Avante Maddox.
I love Maddox's upside so
over
much.
Over your just guy, Craven LeBlanc? Play. You're a Craven guy.
Craven's gonna be the other safety.
Oh.
It's all coming to fruition. He said this a year and a half ago.
Yeah, that's true, he did. Are we allowing just free range on defensive back?
I think so.
When you scout, it's defensive back. When you put these
names into a just remember where slaughtered them.
Yes, I wrote down each position. So, yeah, that's funny, though, Gino. When me and you were talking about, like, oh, maybe move Maddox to safety, Mills, Douglas. Lars comes from the top ropes and is like, what about Craven?
Yeah, I'm just right? Michael just to take these third corners and Rovers off the field. Like, just go.
I think with Craven LeBlanc, just seeing his skill set, he is such a great tackler. He can close very well. I'm taking Craven as my other safety.
Beautiful.
All right, Craven LeBlanc with Andre Waters. I mean, I think it's fair at this point. The best safeties you could take are, like, what, is Walter Thurman the next guy or something?
Oh, wait till you see who I have.
All right, Lars goes – I'm excited now. Lars goes with two of the inside corners for the Eagles right now, Avante Maddox and Craven LeBlanc, and he's moving LeBlanc to safety. So I could use – I didn't even realize I could use another defensive tackle. Not a lot left, but I'm going to go with a guy that was pretty damn consistent at a time that the Eagles didn't really have a ton of interior. Broderick Brunkley was supposed to be a stud. He just wasn't. I'll go with the better inside guy at that time. I'll go with
Mike Patterson. Love your team, Lou. I love your team.
I went with Mike Patterson here.
Oh, you went with Mike Patterson. Oh, damn.
No. I was saying that the better guy next to Broderick Brunkley. I'm going with
Patterson. I think Mike Patterson's a good pick.
Yeah, I'm going with Mike Patterson here. Is there anyone better? I mean, I don't want to, like, I'll allow Roby Coleman, but, like, I don't know. I don't want to take like Darius Slay or Javon Hargrave. I guess I could take Malik Jackson instead. No, I'll stick with Patterson. Malik Jackson hasn't even played. He's played one game. So I'll go with Patterson. And then we'll move to Hanskin. He was teasing his pick before. Yeah.
Yeah. Rover, I'm taking Leotis McKelvin.
Leo, you're such a
guy. Oh, dear.
This is a pure
troll. I'm up. We're not even going to spend 2 seconds on Leotis McKelvin.
X Factor.
Oh, my God. Pure troll pick. I love it. All right, Gino. Oh.
All right. I'm going to go running back. And I am going to do Miles Sanders, and I'm going to do the guy that coaches Miles Sanders, and Deuce Staley, hell of a lightning and thunder backfield with those.
Yeah, that's a really good combo. Deuce was the
founder of Brian McCoy and Herschel Walker.
That is absurd. That is really absurd.
You two got great combos, though, for sure, at running back. So Miles Sanders and Deuce Staley to Geno. We wrap back around to Jordan Hanskin, who is going to take probably, what, Ronald Darby next? You troll?
Kiko's a good pick. Kiko's a really good pick.
I think he's like Will linebacker, like not a lot of responsibility, but like so like I think it's actually perfect for Kiko's brain. Like he's dumb. Kiko's really dumb. Like he's really talented, really athletic, but very dumb. When he played well, like he was very good.
But we got a legend to Kiko thing they had going around for a while.
We got a Bills guy going with Leotis McKelvin and Kiko Alonso back-to-back. Alonso had that insane one-handed pick on Monday Night Football, his first game with the Eagles in 2015, and after that.
But obviously, it's a dumb for him because like he was training. Like, how do you live up to that?
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, Kiko Alonso goes to Jordan here. And again, it's fair. Go with fan favorites. Go with guys that you actually want to watch on your team. I got to go with – I have two linebackers left and a running back outside of my special teams. I'll go with my 2013-2014 linebacker combo. I got Michael Kendricks. I'll go with D'Amico Ryans. This is an underrated linebacker, a great leader for the Eagles. This late in the draft, I think that's perfect for a guy in base packages. We go to Lars now with back-to-back picks.
I'm going to take a third linebacker, and I'm going to take Bill Berge.
That's a good pick. I'm surprised.
Five-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro. Three-time second-team All-Pro, Eagles Hall of Fame, Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
That's such an old like linebacker name, too. Like Bill Berge and Frank LeMaster still on the board. Like incredible.
27 interceptions, 21 fumble recoveries. I figured, this late in the draft, he's probably the best player available.
All right, Lars, your second pick here. You go with Bill Berge as your final linebacker. So all you've got left is a Rover, like a third safety, basically. I just liked labeling it Rover. Kicker, punter. And that's it. So you've
got. Should we make the kicker and punter picks together? Like,
yes.
Yeah, we can just do that in one round.
You can go with, should we do like a combo or no? Okay. Yeah, you're right. Like, we'll have a kicker and punter round.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Sure. All right, Lars, you're up here. So your Rover pick.
Man, it's really getting thin.
Darby.
Do not take Darby.
Never. Not Darby. Not, no. Just
Damon
just
Moore available still. Walter Thurman.
You could tell how thin this is. Kind of
slim pickings.
I feel like you could also take just like an extra wide receiver if you want. I don't really care.
Keep it straightforward. Yeah. You could go with Patrick Chung.
No.
Darby? Yeah, Chung's not a bad pick, honestly.
Gino, is Nate Allen or Kirk Coleman the best safety available still?
Yeah, there? I think there. You guys are super underrating some safeties that are available.
Corey Graham.
I'm going to take Kirk Coleman.
Okay, Kirk Coleman. Not. Pick. Are you sure you don't want Andrew Sendejo? Well, Gino, since we all have picked our safeties, who are some of the guys that you're still thinking of? Nate Allen?
Yeah, I think Walter Thurman in that one
Thurman
year.
Thurman was really good
in
that one
He
year.
Was super underrated in that one year. I think Kirk Coleman, I think if he was in Philly the second half of his career, he probably could have did a little better. He had some good years in Carolina and in Buffalo. He didn't do too bad in his rotational role. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, even Nate Allen had a stretch where he was decent. I mean, he's a serviceable player this late, but yeah, I think you guys are kind of passing him up, but I think that's a good pick you made there, Lars.
There's just not a whole lot left.
No, I think it's a good pick. No, I like it.
All right, so at running back, this isn't a player. Again, Wilbert Montgomery is clearly a better player than this guy I'm about to take. Wilbert Montgomery is second all-time in Eagles rushing yards. I already have Ricky Waters. He's going to be my bell cow. I just feel like Montgomery is second behind McCoy in rushing yards all-time. I feel like it's a disservice to put like a star, an Eagles legend as a backup there. So I'm going to go with an actual role player here behind Ricky Waters. And I'm going to go with an extremely efficient Eagles running back, was huge in that Super Bowl win in 2017. The dude, it just felt like every time he was out there was getting at least 5 yards a touch. And injuries, once again, really did this guy in. And he's still young, and it sucks because he was so good when he played. So fun to watch. Love this guy with LeGarrette Blount and Corey Clement. It's Jay Ajayi. I'm going to take the J train with Ricky Waters, a fan favorite of mine for those 2 years. And again, it just stinks that he couldn't play longer because he was huge for that team. I think that really put them over the top when they traded for him at the deadline.
Totally. One of the best trade acquisitions maybe ever in Eagles history.
Well, and Gino, like, it was huge. Foles obviously was historic in the playoffs, but let's not forget, for a while in the regular season, he was struggling, and Ajayi was really their offensive production.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely lost a step last year when he came back, but what they that's got a, out of him, I think it was perfect.
It was so sad last year to see him try to run an outside zone, like third and one, and he just couldn't get to the sideline. It was sad, yeah, but I'm going to take number 36 prime Jay Ajayi in 2017, and we go to Jordan Hanskin, who needs a running back before we get into kickers and punters.
Yeah, I'm gonna follow that up, and I'm going to take – I just want this guy because he fits in with my line. I'm going to take LeGarrette Blount.
I love it.
You're very similar philosophy to me. We're going with the two power backs of 2017, Brian Westbrook and LeGarrette Blount, and I have Ricky Waters and Jay Ajayi, so I can respect
him. Time to ice the game, plopping LeGarrette Blount.
Yep, that's true. Just watch him go to town. All right, Gino, you need a quarterback. You waited until your very last pick before kicker and punter. You have your pick of the litter when it comes to Donovan McNabb, Nick Foles, Ron Jaworski. You want Sonny Jurgensen or Norm Van Brocklin? Here you go with your
You got to say the best Eagles quarterback in history is the last pick of this draft, and I'm taking Donovan McNabb.
I can't believe Donovan McNabb went all the way to the bottom.
This is what kind of happens in the draft, though. The guy went to the quarterback first, they got their guy, and then you just kind of get the chill. And
that's what I do in fantasy anyway, too, and that's how I kind of approach it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, that's fair. All right, so one of the best Eagles of all time is the final pick before the special teams round. We now go to kicker and punter. Gino, you get the first pick.
I, of course, have to take David Akers. I mean,
that's not even
a question. And I have to go at punter. I mean, there's been some good ones in Eagles history, but Donnie Longball, of course. Donnie Jones.
All right, Donnie Jones and David Akers, two of the best to ever do it. Kicker and punter for Gino. We go to Jordan Hanskin now.
I'm going to take the kicker that's the kicker right now, Jake Elliott. And I'm going to follow it up with Sav Rocha.
Big leg and the Aussie. I love it. Jake Elliott and Sav Rocha, which means me and Lars get the crumbs.
Hey,
and,
the crumbs is not Gary.
Dude, there's some good kickers left. What are you talking about?
Crumbs.
Well, I mean, okay, Gary Nelson Anderson, Aguilar, let's relax.
You bite your tongue.
Nelson.
Did some Gary Anderson like that.
I can't wait to play Geno. I hope Nelson Aguilar scores like three touchdowns.
I hope McKelvin.
I might put Jalen Mills on Nelson Aguilar.
No, I believe in Aguilar. 2017 Aguilar is going to be the guy I get. All right. Sam Baker, Paul McFadden, Gary Anderson available kicker. Cody Parkey had a great Pro Bowl year, his rookie year. Alex Henry too, but then they just dropped off. Caleb Sturgis, real quick. Before we wrap up, I have a funny story about Caleb Sturgis. Me and Hanskin were at, it was 2016. We went to the preseason game between the Eagles and the Steelers at Heinz Field because I thought it was the only time I'd see Wentz all year because I thought Bradford was going to start. So in warmups, Caleb Sturgis is working out and the opposing punter, the Steelers punter, boots a ball in the air and it hits Sturgis in the head and he gets concussed and he missed And then I think that was the time that it was the following year that Jake Elliott beat him out. So Caleb Sturgis had a rough.
Why don't more teams do that? Just like fire their punts into like a crowd.
Because that's horrible. That's so sick.
Is that mean? Yeah. Is that sadistic? Yeah, I guess it's unethical.
All right, I'm going to go with Gary Anderson. Minnesota Vikings fans everywhere listening, this is a troll pick for you. And my punter, man. Do I go with the modern day guy, Cam Johnston? Who are some funny ones? Chaz Henry is a funny guy.
Yeah.
Matt McBryer, too. But
Alex Henry and Chaz Henry at the same
time. They had some bad punters. After Sav Rocha, they couldn't find a good punter for a bit.
For a while.
Before Donnie Longball. I'll go with Cam Johnston.
Good pick.
All right, Lars, you get the.
I'm gonna hate if it comes down to a field goal at the end of one of these games.
You got to take Parkey. I mean, double doink. Oh, helped you guys on your team and on their team.
Yeah, come on, finish it with that, Lars.
this is awful.
Like, is there any guy that was more good to the Eagles than Cody Parkey?
I guess that's a great point.
he rips off his Bears jersey and just Eagles stuff all under it. You're welcome.
I don't know what I'm gonna do. I'm just gonna have to take Alex Henry.
What's Alex Henry?
Howard.
Hey, at least he's one of the best college kickers of all time.
What choice do I have? I have nothing left.
Punter. Caleb Sturgis.
Let Parkey on the team.
All right, Parkey. Lars, who's your punter?
Actually, I look at it. Alex Henry was an 86% field goal kicker in his 3 years with the Eagles.
At what he did in Detroit.
I don't want to talk about it, man. What matters is what he did in Philadelphia, and he was a good kicker.
All right, that's fair. That's
it's
fair.
Not right.
I don't
it's
have like anything left, guys. Team. I'm not taking Cody Parkey.
Hanskin, if you want, you can take Cody Parkey instead of Jake
Elliott. No, Jake Elliott's too good.
All right. Lars, 20%. Your final pick, Mr. Irrelevant, is?
Jeff Fiegels.
Oh, yes. That might be the pick of the draft, Lars.
That's an amazing pick. I love Jeff
Fiegels. Cheetos pick of the draft. That's
so great. Funny. Quick story before we end is like, yeah. Jeff Fiegels, like Jay Feely, AJ Fiedler. I literally got all three of those people mixed up all the time. I was like, wait, Fiegels is a punter?
Jeff Fiegels played in the NFL for 22 years.
Yeah, ridiculous. That's a great pick.
Before we go, somehow I messed up. I don't have a strong side linebacker.
You can just
add
one.
All right, whatever. Who do I want here? I'm going to take Keenan Clayton. No, I'm just kidding. Jamar Chaney. No.
Last draft, we messed that up too.
Yeah, that's true.
You took two tight ends.
That's why I took two tight ends.
So we actually did do well order wise.
And you guys can take a second tight end, Gino and Hanskin, since me and Lars took a second tight end.
I'll give you one. I don't care. We don't have to record it.
Okay. All right. I'll go with Frank LeMaster as my
as much as I hate him, give me fucking LJ Smith. I hate that son of a bitch.
I just want. I want James. Can I just have James Thrash instead?
No.
Yo, yes. Give him James.
Fine. Bad and LJ Lewis.
James Thrash.
His name was not. Chad Lewis, LJ Smith.
Yeah, not LJ Lewis.
All right, so Hanskin chooses to go with four receiver sets. James Thrash.
I didn't get Trotter, so I get James Thrash.
All right, so there you have it. That's the all-time Eagles draft right here on the Locked On Eagles podcast. Had so much fun with the guys doing this. Just a ton of fun. And that's the one thing that I did take away from, you know, it sucks that live sports aren't going on right now and, you know, coronavirus totally threw, not football through a loop, but, you know, the NBA, the NHL. And while the regular season's always fun, and I'm really hoping the season can go on as planned, and we have Eagles football to talk about and to watch because it is our passion, and it's what we love to do, and it's what this show is all about. At the same time, I really do look forward to this time, even through the offseason, like free agency, awesome. The draft, it's so much fun. Even the combine, pro days, like me and Gino and Lars, we eat that stuff up. The entire network does, right? I mean, we have Locked On NFL Draft that goes 365 days a year on any podcast platform. So, by the way, make sure you go check them out as well. Our boys, Trevor Sikkema and Ben Solak. But I don't know. I kind of look forward to the dead zone of the offseason as well because makes us get more creative and we do fun stuff like this on the show. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I know the production level, you know, compared to other stuff isn't the same because, you know, we're streaming four different guys and we're trying to do this draft, but I think it's a ton of fun. I love the concept of, you know, combining all these different players from different eras because I think about that all the time. Before Carson Wentz and DeSean Jackson were actually teammates, I used to think back Wentz first and second year, I'm like, man, I'd love to see Carson Wentz play with, you know, DeSean Jackson back in the day, or like, you know, you see Randall Cunningham and all the stuff he had to deal with back in the 90s, and you're like, can you imagine if you put Randall Cunningham with Andy Reid and Terrell Owens and Brian Westbrook in 2004 like Donovan McNabb had, you know? So I really like the concept of what we're doing here. I hope you guys do as well. And now it's time to put these teams to the test, these four rosters that you'll be able to read them as well on LockedOnEagles.com after the show. We're going to put these rosters now into Madden 20, and we're going to watch the simulations, and you guys can join us in doing that at LockedOnEagles.com. We will post the information of that and the highlight clips on Twitter and on YouTube on our Lockdown Eagles channel. So make sure you follow us on Twitter for all of that information at Lockdown Birds, at DiBiase LOE, at Gino underscore LOE. Lars is at LarsLewis12. And even make sure to follow our boy Jordan Hanskin, one of the funniest follows on Twitter, just from a pure football perspective, at JR underscore Hanskin. All right, for Jordan Hanskin, Gino Camilleri, and Lars Lewis, I'm Lou DiBiase signing off. As always, thank you for downloading, thank you for listening, and let's go Birds!